mystery of telephone entertainment continues. We'll be discussing Party Line with the Watchtowers in just a moment.
My feelings toward Party Line. The line itself was lacking as far as sound quality, as far as uniqueness, surprises, as far as never knowing what you were going to hear. I think quality of comments, variety of people was excellent. It reminded me of Dual Phase, or Dual Phase reminded me of Party Line in that sense. And, of course, I did meet Mark Party Line, who was a total fox. And I thought it was an excellent line. It's too bad that it went down, but he was up for 2 years, so that's about the lifespan of most comment lines. With the exception of Mr. Feedback now.
Two joke lines began at this period. One was Aardvark, which is based in San Diego, and the other was called Uncle Bill's. Then, in 1977, The Link began, run by Joe.
Mike, I like it. I haven't caught it in a while. I heard one of the new tapes, and I thought it was pretty good. I don't know. It never seems to stabilize on what it's going to do, however. By the time this thing may ever get played, it may not even be making comments again. But for what Joe does and the work he puts into it, it's not bad at all.
Ben called The Link a lot. But it was, the reason I didn't call The Link a lot, like I said, I don't like lines when they get really, really serious and they start talking about, well, let's talk about the gas crisis, you know, stuff that you can read about in the editorial page of the LA Times. And The Link got that way, and a lot of people like it for its seriousness, and for that reason I rarely call it, but as I, you know, it was one of the very well-organized lines.
And no third-party billing charges accepted at this number. The Link. The Link. Ladies and gentlemen, you're in touch with The Link playback number.
Zygon has branched off into many cities all across the country. Joe, do you see a time when The Link might do this?
It's possible. It wouldn't be... The Link is the way I would put something like that together. And, for example, with the joke lines. The joke lines aren't all the way I would put something together. Different people have different requirements for the material they play. They won't play certain things, or they will play certain things, or they add things. Everybody has their own style. I don't think that there will ever be a carbon copy of it. I think that someone may take a few of my ideas and put them together and try and run it. Or they may take a few things they may like of mine or that they don't like. It'll be a mix. In other words, there's going to be nothing exactly like it, and I'm not pushing it. I'm not trying to get someone else to do it. A lot of people would like comment lines in other parts of the country. Everybody that's ever heard a joke line that I talked to is one of the comment lines in the same calling area.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see comment lines, but I don't think you're not going to see me. I'm not going to try and franchise it out. That's what you mean.
Since The Link began, it alternated between a comment line and a conference line. Still in late 77, a comment line called Sounding Board went up in Philadelphia, and it was run by Mark.
Well, he did a presentation that was played on Feedback and on The Link, I believe, and even on Trusty Board, and a couple other ones that I am still waiting for my copy, Brian. He did a thing called electronic editing. I think most of us have heard it, but I think it's some of the stuff that he did like that was very well produced.
Mm-hmm.
He did his own little shows like that, which I essentially may get into because I enjoyed them so much when he did them.
No collect calls and no third-party billing charges will be accepted on 725-01.
and gentlemen, you're listening to Artist Participation Telephone, Sounding Board.
I'm calling about the girl that was on the comment line, and she's asking if she should still go out with her boyfriend. I think she said he had a nervous breakdown and he was in a mental institution. Well, I think she should, because it doesn't make him any less of a person. I mean, everybody has their problems, and he's still a human being. But I don't think she should let him lean on her too much, because it's not good.
She wasn't referring to her boyfriend specifically. She was talking in a general way about the rights of mentally handicapped individuals, the mentally retarded, and individuals who are in a mental institution, but I don't recall her mentioning her boyfriend. Thank you very much for the call.
Hey, yeah, this is Frank Fine, Northeast.
You're tuned to Sounding Board, Philadelphia's first and only full-time comment connection.
All talk. All talk.
Would it be beneficial if everyone were able to utilize the total capacity of ESP?
I'm going to end the program. If you'd like to partake in this open forum, you can leave your comments by calling 722-0183. I usually end with music, but I'm not going to this time. So many people are calling to complain about the music that I play at the end of the program, when in fact, I don't have a lot of music here in the library, and I just use what I have. Plus the fact that this is not really a music line, it is a comment line. The music is just used to enhance the production. But since so many people are calling to complain about it, I won't put any music on the end of the program from now on. Or at least until I acquire new music, because I realize that it's very upsetting to most of you, or to some of you anyway, who are calling to complain about it. So keep that input number in mind, 723. And this is Mark saying goodbye. And keep those comments coming. That's the only way I can change the tape once a day. The last tape that was on prior to this played for 3 days, and that's because the rate of input was not so good. However, I do have some comments left over. I'm deliberately holding them back for the next program so that I can change the tape within the 24-hour period. Goodbye. Is 2-1.
Third-party billing charge
accepted here at Sounding Board.
725-01 playback.
722-34
input.
In late November of 1978, Mark Sounding Board committed suicide.
Mark Raker, who ran Sounding Board in Philadelphia, which was an all-around original, most definitely different and unique, I keep using that word unique, but it fits everything I've said, comment line ever, which is why I ran Foreign Exchange on the Mondays, my foreign exchange tapes from Sounding Board. I mean, sure, Mark had his ego problems and had his differences with people out here, but you gotta admit, the guy was, he ran a line that was definitely, I mean, it wasn't interesting to a lot of people out here, but it was different. It had its own, and it had its own following back there, and Mark contemplated at times coming out here, and he would ask me how Sounding Board would go over out here, and I would tell him that I didn't know, because a lot of people had their different feelings about him, but I think if he had brought the same comments with him and the same people from Philadelphia, if he moved a Sounding Board out here, it probably wouldn't have worked. But being out here, he'd have a new audience. And I definitely think Sounding Board would have been probably one of the best comment lines ever out here, being the great phone community that we have now. Leaving comments on a Sounding Board out here being run by Mark, it definitely would have been good. As far as Mark had it, like I said, Mark had his personality problems. He seemed to be a nice person listening to on the tapes, but you had to know him, and I definitely knew him very well towards the end, before his line went down and the tragedy occurred. I hadn't kept in touch with him in the couple months preceding all of that, but he's my fifth choice. He's made something. He
he's added a lot to phones over the years as far as international goes. He brought us a lot of long-distance callers calling the lines out here, who still do on occasion. And definitely he was a very different individual.
When Brian referred to Mark as his fifth choice, he was referring to him when I asked what people had made a contribution to the phone world. The watchtowers at this time brought up what was to become known as the roving diverter. It was a series of numbers located throughout Southern California. If you call the number, it would divert you to a specified entertainment line, which she would select and change every day or sometimes twice a day. The diverter was up until 1980 when she took it down.
The reason why I took them down, one number in particular, I had received all together, it turned out, four collect calls. They were itty-bitty ones, but that's not the point. I know who did it. They know that I know that they did it. And it was quite irritating. I was getting kind of tired of doing it. Someone at one point was holding up the Orange County number on a couple of occasions, alternating between my diverter and Mike's Montage's diverter. And I had started to take all three of them down, but after I cooled off, I did otherwise. One thing that I did do, one of the numbers, of course, I gave the 995 to Montage. And it just as well, because with this thing with the orcs, it wouldn't have been too much longer anyway. And maybe this will give people a chance to get kind of used to the idea of having to call through other means. I know a lot of people, especially the older people, did appreciate it. In fact, it was kind of interesting. One of the young men from long distance, like quite a few people from long distance, had mentioned that they liked the diverters, even though it didn't benefit them per se as far as free calls, but they got a chance to hear other recordings that they did not know about. So I was kind of pleased by that. And as I said, more than one person mentioned that.
As 1978 sprung upon us, two more comment lines came up, and they were both short-lived. One was Test Board, which received a number of criticisms from different people and remained up for several months. And then Contact, run by Jay in Culver City, also came up, and it was again short-lived. Also, another comment line came up in Orange County called Short Circuit, run by Rusty. This, however, has remained up for a long time, and as of 1980, is still running. Joe of the Link brings us up to date on the comment line situation.
Oh, let's see. Lines, for a while, people were really trying to, they were becoming sophisticated systems, really, you know, heavy on the technology, and I think it's coming back to that. I mean, as far as complicated answering machines and different features and higher, you know, people were striving for higher quality. For a while, the lines kind of died down, and I shut mine down for a while. Brian shut his down, and other lines had gone. So other people, such as, you know, Bruce Why Not, Mike Gorman, and, of course, Dan, they had wanted to start lines at one point or another, and they wanted to kind of, I guess, fill the gap. They wanted to try something new and show people what they had to offer. And so each of them set about it in a different way. Dan liked the technology end of it, which I don't blame him for, because that's my favorite part of it.
Joe has been referring to Dan of Dual Phase. Dual Phase was a comment line that came up at the very end of 1978 and has continued through 1980.
Part 8 of the History of Telephone Entertainment can be heard beginning Tuesday, December 30th, right here on Feedback.